USA Radio News with Wendy King.
America's adversaries should know, and they should have no doubt, that any targeting of U.S. forces by Russians, by anyone else, will face a very swift and deadly response.
That's Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney. And USA's Chris Barnes in Washington says many in the nation's capital are upset.
After a Capitol briefing yesterday referring to reports that Russia put bounties on the heads of U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan, President Trump has called the reports a hoax, and the White House says that President Trump has never been briefed on any such intelligence. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the safety of American forces abroad is an issue of paramount importance.
This president's entire focus on rebuilding this military. His goal is to make sure every man and woman is safe.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Unique items for strange times. That's PatriotDepot.com. For instance, when you and your friend are playing your favorite drinking games via social media while listening to Joe Biden babble about nothing, you can win in style with your Trump 45 bullet shot glass and then cope with that hangover by pouring some coffee in your Trump camper mug. PatriotDepot.com is the place to find these and more. Remember promo code USA. They even have the Trump lawn gnome to keep you company. This is the site for all of your favorite MAGA merchandise. So many other exciting products are at PatriotDepot.com or call 844-377-8052 using the promo code USA for a great discount. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. And don't forget the promo code USA.
The coronavirus continues to smash records in the U.S. Johns Hopkins University says there were more than 52,000 new infections nationwide, the biggest single-day surge during the pandemic. Some states are imposing new restrictions to try to get a handle on the outbreak. Infectious disease experts say several southern states didn't adopt strong enough measures to control the coronavirus outbreaks and are now paying the price. In California, Governor Gavin Newsom has ordered the closure of bars and indoor restaurants in Los Angeles and 18 other counties.
We anticipate and expect it will remain in place for at least 3 weeks.
Michigan, Florida, Indiana, Virginia, Delaware, Texas, and Arizona also have closed or further restricted bars and rolled back restaurant capacity. Some stores have suffered during the outbreak. There are now reports that Nordstrom's is laying off thousands of workers, up to 25% of its staff. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A breathing expert is shooting down some myths about masks, USA's Tim Berg reports.
A new study from the Pew Research Center says 65% of U.S. adults say they have personally worn a mask in a store or a business in the past month. There still are some people, though, who are against wearing masks and think they don't need to wear them or feel they don't help or not effective when it comes to fighting the coronavirus pandemic. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Paul DeCiro. He's a breathing performance specialist, and one of the things we discuss is the effectiveness of masks.
I do think people should be wearing a mask. At the very worst-case scenario, you are minorly inconvenienced, and it is highly likely that you're helping to stop the spread of the virus and infect others.
DeCiro also tackles some of the falsehoods we're seeing regarding masks.
As far as the myths that are running around, how it affects your breathing, yes, it absolutely does affect how you breathe, but not in the way that people think it does. It doesn't change your oxygen level. In fact, your body has no receptors that tell you how much oxygen is inside your body. It only knows how much carbon dioxide. Some people are worried that they're too high a level of carbon dioxide, but the truth is, for most masks, it forces people to breathe quicker than they normally do, more rapidly, in a hyperventilation pattern. And they actually breathe out more carbon dioxide than they're supposed to. Their carbon dioxide levels drop.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.